But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Hey guys, we are back for another week of the hookup with Heather the hookup with Heather Hopkins.
Yes.
I am here with Rachel Swindler. She is from CBS Big Brother 20. She's a house guest, and we have a really funny story of how we met.
I know.
We've never been with each other to tell it.
I know.
So, you guys might know her. I told her I googled her before just to like see what the internet says about her, and. Apparently she's a drama queen.
But a good drama queen.
A good drama queen. She's fun. She's goofy. Are you boy crazy?
I'm a little boy crazy probably.
Uh-huh. So I'm just going to tell the story of how we ran into each other.
Yes.
So basically, you guys, I was sort of ambushing my friend, and I told him, okay, we're gonna go somewhere, but I'm not gonna tell you where. And I like didn't tell him anything the whole drive. Well, then we get in line for this thing, and Miss Rachel was standing right in front of us, and he hears a girl in front of us, Rachel, saying, I will backstab anyone, I will sleep with whoever, I will do whatever it takes to win.
Oh my word.
And he goes, what? He looks at me, he's like, what did you take
me to? I didn't even know I said that. I forgot what I said.
You did.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that.
Well, you freaked him out.
I freaked him out.
You did.
Great.
You
that
did.
That sounds about right.
But I think, you know, you gotta act like you're gonna be a little savage today to get on
it. I was
that.
Like, I'm gonna get my money.
Exactly.
Get it.
And you got it.
I don't care who I got to sleep with, who I got.
Exactly. But he just got freaked out. So, what did you take me to, Heather? And then he found out his big brother.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then she ended up getting it. Not that year, but
the next year.
Right. Right. So, Rachel, I have to tell you before we get started on the, you know, episode where we talk all about dating.
Yeah.
So, I had, you know, Corey Brooks.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay. So, I actually was talking to him earlier and I was like, oh, yeah, Rachel's coming in. So, he started telling me something.
What?
So, oops, my Instagram's playing. So, I don't want to say it because I'd rather him say it. So,
okay.
We're just going to give him a call really fast.
What?
I know. We're just going to give him a call real fast while, and he'll...
What did he say about me?
Oh, Jesus. We can ask
Christ.
Him what...
I can't wait.
Okay, let's make sure the microphone can hear this.
Oh, God.
Okay, come on, Corey, pick up.
Don't pick up.
Hey, Corey, I'm here with Rachel in the studio. We're recording.
I'm on the hook.
So I told her that I didn't want to say what you told me, so I'd rather just it come from the source.
Oh, I can't wait. What's up, Corey?
Rachel, how's your situation going?
My situation?
In what?
In LA?
Yeah, your situation.
What situation? What? I can't hear.
He said, how's your sugar papa going in LA?
Oh, like dating?
Yeah, he said you're with a sugar papa.
No, I ain't got no sugar papa. No, that is not true. I don't have no sugar daddy.
Really?
No.
I didn't know what to say to him.
Wait, are you being serious? Wait, I'm so confused.
I don't know.
He had some online site, and you might have been involved with that too. I don't know.
Online. Is this a joke?
I don't really know.
No.
So you know nothing about this?
No, I know nothing about this. Somebody's spreading lies.
Corey, do you know the guy?
I think his name was like Dan or something like that.
Dan? This is a joke.
This is a joke. I'm kidding.
I'm like, this never fucking happened. No one pays my bills. I pay my own bills. I'm an independent woman.
Thanks, Corey. Oh
my God, Corey.
You finally got revenge on the hookup.
Yeah. Did somebody do that to him?
Yeah, I pranked him twice already.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, thanks, Corey. Have a good night.
Bye, Corey.
Did we get you? We didn't get her. We thought we were.
I was nervous. I was like sweating. I'm like,
I know. I was thinking. I just told you like how we're not looking to like get dirt on it.
Yeah.
Kind of like this liar.
Well, I'm like, was there a night I didn't know what I was doing? Maybe I had a few too many drinks. I'm not sure. Was there a guy?
No. Oh my
God. There wasn't.
Dan? No.
I was like, there's no Dan.
She took the joke very well. This, yeah. You know, usually I have the guys in the studio and they're like, oh yeah, I did do that. And I'm like, well, that wasn't a lie, but
yeah,
that was a joke. But you just admitted
to everybody. I was like, I ain't admitting that shit.
I love it. Okay, this part of the show is called Wrinkle Wisdom. So Rachel, you're an actress. Okay, mm-hmm. I need you to put on your old lady voice like this. Yeah, so I need you to give, from your old lady self, give yourself dating advice now.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Rachel, you need to actually find somebody that you like and not go for the losers, okay? And just chill out, go really slow, and, you know, pick the right person, and don't go for the person that, you know, maybe is, you know, gay or on drugs or something like that.
Is that what you do?
I tend to pick the wrong ones a lot of the time, so it kind of sucks.
Okay, I like it. All right, back to my girl.
Okay, what's up?
Hi, back to being young again.
Okay.
So just some background on Rachel, so all my listeners know kind of, you know, your life update. You just moved to LA.
I did.
And I always talk about, actually, we'll get into the dating scene in LA later because it's the worst.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Know. I cannot wait to date in LA. I can wait.
So, you know, you're sort of like a new starlet. I don't know. I really like that word.
Oh, I would. Thank you. Well, I feel so honored. Thank you.
You know, you got off Big Brother and all of a sudden it was like, I have followers. I have fans. What was that like? How did that affect your dating life and relationships? I want to hear about that.
Yeah. So when I got off the show, clearly, if you saw my eviction, I was highly upset. So getting off the show, I was more so like, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was watching my followers grow every single day. Like, when I got off the show, I think I had like 30-something. And when by the end of the show, I had like 137,000.
Oh,
just
my
like
gosh.
Kept growing. And like everybody from the season just kept getting tons and tons and tons of followers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like more so than any seasons before.
Wow.
So we were just, I mean, it was
Why
overwhelming.
Why do you think that is?
I just think because social media is so prominent right now in our society. It's so big. And I think just because our cast was the shit. Like,
I agree.
Yeah. Like we
you
had.
Know, I was actually in the studio when you got evicted. I
don't know. I remember.
Of all the shows, are you kidding me? Like, guys, I had that booked like
way in advance.
Way in advance, and of course, I go to the dang show where Rachel's getting out, and I'm like,
oh,
no.
Gosh.
And
yeah.
But everyone in that audience was like, oh my gosh, best cast ever, and it's true. It really, I mean, really, you guys were like, you had a well-rounded bunch of fun. So thank God. You
yeah,
got that season.
I was so happy. I mean, no offense to season 19, they're amazing people on that season. But I was very, very excited.
Blessed.
I was hashtag blessed. So, you know.
How did that, yeah, like, how was that feel? Like,
yeah, the
was
feeling
it sort
was
of like,
it was
people looking at me?
Yes, it was overwhelming. It was very overwhelming. Uh-huh. And I think because I think I would have handled it better right after if I had been evicted in a nicer, more not caught off guard manner. Because I felt, I think that just added to it. And, you know, there was a little bit of anxiety, but it was also, it was cool. I was like, wow, there's so many people. They want to know who I am. And, like, now I can, like, show people, like, my funny side and my goofy side. Like, I was excited for people to see a side of me that they maybe didn't see in the house because they didn't watch live feeds.
And was it hard for you ever, like, did you ever get self-conscious about showing that now that you have a huge audience? Yeah. Or like, well, what was that feeling?
At first, I was self-conscious because right when you get off of Big Brother, as I'm sure when you've talked to other Big Brother contestants, it's really hard to be yourself again. Like, I had a really difficult time. Because you are just, you're in a mouse, like you're, you know, a mouse in a little experiment. I don't know how, you know, it's
I mean,
just,
I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're just like, it's 50-something days that I was in solitude and, you know, it's just, my head was so like game. Yeah. And I kind of left my life a little up in the air and kind of in shambles, to be honest with you. Like, I didn't really have like a steady place I was living. Like, I did that on purpose. Then you have to pay rent and I could save money. And like, I put all this money into going and then I get evicted pre-jury. And then all of a sudden I'm back in the real world. And I was just like,
you're like, oh, now I have bills again.
Wow. I have bills and I kind of have a place that I'm living. Yeah. And
at least you can get those brand deals now though.
I know. That was the only
thing. I love that.
I was like, brand deals, good with that one. But wait, what was initial question? Cause I'm like,
So how did that affect your dating life? Oh, now that you all of a sudden is like you kind of your life is there out in the open now.
So definitely when I first got off the show, I went back to like my ex-boyfriend.
How come?
Because I was very vulnerable and very like didn't trust anybody.
Okay.
So you kind of go back to who you're familiar
with. Who you're comfortable with.
With. So I went back and was, I mean, not like dating, but like hanging out with. And then like I got to the point where I was like, well, what am I doing this? Like, I need to like, what am I doing? So kind of dropped that. And then I didn't really date after the show, to be honest with you. I did not date at all. I didn't trust anybody.
Yeah.
So I was like, and I knew I couldn't be myself. And I think that that's really important when you're dating somebody. You want to be your best self that you
can
be.
Why do you feel like you couldn't be yourself?
Because like I said, I just felt, I felt really awkward. I felt like I could, I don't know. It was, I felt awkward for a couple months after.
Was it that you were like getting like critiqued for, and maybe like self-conscious?
I was getting self-conscious. Yeah. Like I was like, you know, well maybe, you know, I didn't do this right. So I don't know if I'm gonna do this right. And then, you know, constantly getting tagged and stuff on Twitter and like people were saying about
people
you.
Have their opinions. Like, don't know. They only know the smallest piece of, you know.
And so I was hearing like, you know, I was hearing not every housemate, but one housemate in particular bash me. And so, like, it affects you. Like,
I know,
at the end of the day, you know, the older I get, like, I don't care as much what people think about me. But it does hurt when, you know, people are saying rude things about you.
I know,
And, like, you're, and then I'm like, God, am I just, like, that much? Am I a loser?
You're like, do
I was like,
I
actually, like, I think I'm pretty cool. But like,
You are.
But, yeah, it just affected me. But then it took about until, like, December. I just went back to like my roots. Like I did my legend shows. Like I went back to like doing stuff that
regular.
With my friends that I knew before Big Brother. And once I did that, I started to loosen up more and be myself again. And I was like, finally, Rachel's back. Like,
feeling.
I was so annoyed. I was like, I'm funny. I'm like really fucking talented. I'm really cool.
Yeah. And then you have to like, and then when, yeah. And then when you feel like you have to, you get all self-conscious, and then you're not even being yourself, and that's, like, what makes you so special.
Exactly.
Because you're so goofy and crazy and fun. And then when everyone's like, you're weird, you're, of course, going to get those people, and then you're going to get the people who are like, yes, we love you. But, like, you learn that no one's ever all going to be.
Yeah.
There's always going to be people who don't like you.
Yeah. But the thing is,
so
like,
you just have to be like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, I did get a lot of positive feedback. I mean, I got the people now and then that were like, you're annoying.
Yeah,
and, like,
exactly.
I don't care.
Exactly. Exactly.
But thank you for your opinion.
Exactly.
But yeah, it affected. And then I kind of dated somebody for a little bit on my when I was in Foxwoods.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more of just like of convenience, I feel like. We were both kind of going through difficult times. And that was kind of the last situation.
All right.
Last hurrah.
Well, I mean, now you're in LA. Just so you know, dating is awful. For me, it was absolutely awful.
Ugh.
All my friends feel the same. So I hope you.
So great. Because in Vegas, it was awful too. So maybe it was better in Vegas than it is here.
It might be.
Is it? Why is it so bad?
It's just, here's the thing about here, and this is like just like a warning. What happens is people move to LA and they think you have to like live up to be this thing, like this thing that you see on social media. They feel like they have to be this person that they're not. So everyone's running around being people they're not.
Yeah.
And so everyone's trying to be too cool for everything. Everyone's, like, afraid to be, like, goofy and crazy.
Well, I'm not.
We're not. And so that's the hard part, is that to find someone else who is also not is very difficult.
Yeah.
And then when you're dealing with just, you're dealing with the big egos, because they're all, it's all from insecurity. They're all trying to, like, outdo each other and be so cool. I'm like, you're not that cool.
I don't even care.
No one is that cool.
I don't even care.
I know. So that's the problem.
Okay.
And that's, you know.
We can't find the genuine guys or the people that can just let loose and just be like.
It's very difficult.
Well, I'm goofy too. Like, you can be goofy.
Yeah. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it might be different for you.
It might be different for you.
You know, it might be out loud for you.
I hope it is.
I hope it is. We'll see. I mean, if it doesn't, then I guess I'll just be a lonely single woman with a ton of cats.
But here's what I say. You know, also in LA, you have the people with the most epic careers ever. So, you know, we have some distractions. So, if it takes us a little longer, we're busy,
exactly.
So I always ask my guests, how would your friends describe your dating life? Because I think that's kind of like, it kind of gets to the root of exactly how I feel like.
Yeah.
So you said, Jesus Christ, they would describe it as a mess, and I always pick the wrong guy. So please elaborate, Rachel.
Oh,
what you said, you pick gay guys and drug dealers? I mean, what do you mean?
You know, I just, you know, I go for maybe the gay guy, maybe the guy that, you know, does drugs, or,
well,
you know, the guy that's, you know.
My first boyfriend was in theater, and he's gay, but.
Yeah.
But it's because we're kind of in the wrong, I mean,
in our
there's
realm.
A lot of,
yes.
There's a lot of, and it's, and I mean, that was my first, we held pinkies, I had no idea, like.
Yeah, it was, well, I had kind of an idea, that's the problem.
And
other people had ideas too, and they were like, Rachel, are you, I was like, well, you know, it's, and then I'm like, okay, well, great. So, and then, I just, my friends, they're always like, Rachel, like, don't date that guy, like, this and that, and I'll just be like, no, I want to, he's a lot of fun, and I love him.
You, like, stick up for him.
We have a lot of fun together. Oh, wait,
he's sad, but I'll make him good.
Yeah, you know what? He might do some bad things now and then, but you know what? By golly, he's going to be great with me.
Exactly.
Nope, never works out that
it
way.
It never does.
But, yeah.
Don't you wish we would just understand that, like, we can't really, like, I always,
we're not
I have
a fix.
Thing.
I'm not a fixer.
I'm not, yeah, but that's what I do. Like,
yeah.
It's
I
so
need to be
important.
Fixed. I can't be fixing other people. I got problems.
I know.
Just, I mean, you know, regular problems that everybody
else has
here and there, but not like
everyone
bad problems. What type of problems do you have?
Yeah.
They would just say that I'm really stubborn and I don't think about relationships. Like, I sometimes get in relationships that are more of like convenience when I need to like stop that, because then all of a sudden it turns into this crazy mess because I'm like, oh, a month later, I don't want to be with you.
And if you do have a convenience person, do you genuinely like them, or is it just kind of like, eh, have fun with them, whatever?
I'm like really bad at telling people that I love them.
Yeah. How many guys have you loved?
Not like I tell everyone, like, I love you.
I love
people. Like,
yeah.
I love being around people.
Yeah.
And I say that a lot, and then I'm like, but I'm not in love. I just love you.
Yes, that's the thing.
And so I get in problems. I feel like I get that gets me in trouble sometimes with guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Why? Because you say it.
My dating
world, like,
I know. I dated two guys at one time for like 2 years. But
that's fine. I mean, have fun.
No, I know.
What happened?
Well, they found out about each other. They were in the same industry.
Oh, no. Did it, like, blow up in your face?
Yeah.
Tell the story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So, well, here's a really funny story from it. So, I was in my place in Vegas, and I was with guy number one, and we were inside, and he was in the kitchen, and I was sitting on the couch, and guy number two scales my backyard, to my patio, and I had a doggy door so you could see like right in, and he was standing right there outside, and was he
gonna like surprise you with something cute?
No, he just was psycho. No, he just knew that he was over there. So
So then what happened?
He just sent me crazy. He tried to get in the house and sent me crazy text messages.
Did he like try to climb through the dog door? He's like, screw you.
No, but I will say, if he did that, then that would have been even more psychotic.
And
I
so
tend
then,
to find the getting this the drama, the worst relationships
she's
ever.
She's drama queen Rachel.
I know. I've just, like, I think, as I said, Vegas, it's a crazy place to date, and sometimes I just,
well.
And you also shouldn't shit where you eat. That's another thing.
What do you
don't, what? Like, date with, date, like, where you're working.
Oh, yeah.
If it goes bad, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had some good relationships before that. This is
I promise there's some good things.
This is just, I dated one really good guy about like 6 years ago. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 years ago.
Yeah, 6 years ago. He was great and normal. And then it was too boring for me, of course. I like, yeah,
I know.
You know, excitement.
I'm,
and it's like,
I'm like that too. I get like bored really, I get bored fast. Very easily. And it's, yeah, it's a problem.
It sucks.
But, you know, some guy's going to come along.
Yeah, my Prince Charming will come.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
She's like. all right. So now that we know a little bit about your dating background, let's pry into Rachel's dating life brain.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you some questions. I just want to hear your answers. That's the joy of doing podcasts. I feel like every single person has their own stories, their own crazy exes, their own love stories. I mean, it's just endless. And so that's what I love to talk to people about.
Yes.
So we're going to learn Rachel's stories.
Okay.
So what's the sweetest thing you've done for a guy?
Oh,
the sweetest thing.
Oh, my gosh. The sweetest thing that I've done for a guy. I'm pretty like, I don't know. I baked for him. Cooked him dinner.
Cute. Yeah. Okay.
A nice little chicken. I like chicken bog. It's like one of my... It's a South Carolina delicacy.
Oh, okay.
Story County. So it's like a personal thing that I like to bring my home, my personal.
Uh-huh.
It's like jambalaya. It's
sausage,
like
the
rice.
Mixed into a thing.
Yeah, so you
got
just,
it.
Yeah, so I.
Fun.
I did something cute like that.
Okay.
Some wine and just, I think also just something that's really sweet is just, you know, telling the person that you're with why you're with and why you love them and just having a nice.
Mm-hmm.
Intimate night. So I did that for one of my lovers.
Just one of them. What's the craziest thing a guy has done to get your attention?
Well, I would say scaling the wall was
say we definitely got that one.
Yeah. I had a guy walk up to, well, I'd say this is how he got my attention. I had a guy walk up to another guy I was dating one time. He was like, hey, so you're dating Rachel, right? And
mm-hmm.
he was like, yeah. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to let you have your fun for like 2 weeks. And then after that 2 weeks, she's going to be mine. So
forward, man.
Very
he knows
forward.
What he wants and
very forward.
Gets it.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, you get your,
she got crazy DMs, right?
I get crazy DMs now and then. I got one that was like, hey, will you have a threesome with me and my girl? I was like, no,
yeah.
I won't.
I had one of a guy saying that him and his husband want my eggs. So they will pay whatever price that I want to get one of my eggs. They have, like, followed me, and they want my eggs.
Oh.
My eggs.
Okay, well,
and
that's
I'm like,
nice.
Dear God. Okay.
You're like, I have some eggs in my refrigerator you can have, but not these
I'm like,
eggs.
What? And he like, sent me the whole treatment plan of, like, how it would work out. And, like, he's like, please get back to me. We're really serious. Like, what?
Yeah. No,
that was my craziest DM.
Oh, my gosh.
That was funky.
I think I had, like, an S&M one time, too.
Oh.
Like, they were like, hey, so, like, we have this dungeon, and, like, we have, like, all these, like, we like to, like a 50 Shades of Grey type situation. Yeah, I was like.
We have this dungeon?
Yeah, so there is dungeons, whips, and chains. It's really good. It's quite nice. You'll really enjoy it. I was like,
oh,
I'm good. I'm good on that. So.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I have a crazy story. I don't think I've told it on my podcast yet, so
okay.
I'll tell it. So I was at, you'll probably go to this bar, it's called 41 Ocean.
Oh.
And basically my friend was like, oh my God, she was super drunk, super, I was like babysitter that night.
Oh no.
So she sees these guys and she's like, that guy's kill, let's go up to him. I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll sympathy.
His cat.
I'll like tag team this. So, I mean, I didn't want them, but I was like, I'll be the wing woman, I'll help my friend get this guy. So we walk up and she starts making out with the one guy. And so then I'm stuck with his friend and I'm talking to this friend, like very far apart, sympathy talking.
Yeah.
Then this other guy comes up to me, he's like, hey, tries to like hit on me. Then the guy that she's making out with sees that this other guy comes up and he gets up, goes and decks this guy. He's like, that's my guy's girl. Get the F away. I'm like, what? And I'm like, I don't know these people. And then all of a sudden there's a whole brawl. They're twisting. Everyone is like, it was the whole bar turned upside down over. I didn't do anything. I was like, I don't want any of these people. And then my friend, I look over, she's like, yeah. I'm like, you're drunk. Get up. I'm like, gotta go.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Terrible. That was my crazy.
Oh my gosh.
That was my crazy, like, not even knowing someone.
Not
crazy.
Even knowing somebody, yeah. And that happens, yeah, to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's because you're so purdy.
No. It's because people are crazy out there. Be careful. Let's see. What's the biggest turn-ons and turn-offs?
Ooh, turn-ons. Mm-hmm. Well, someone that can make me laugh, of course.
Oh, yes. Because this is so important.
We're so hysterical. That we need to find somebody who's as hysterical as we are.
I have realized how important a funny guy is.
That's so important.
It is. Like, you have, if you're going to be with someone, you spend a lot of time with them. And if you're not making me laugh, then what are you doing?
Or it's like, well, I hate when I'm with a guy and, like, they laugh at everything I say.
Yes.
Even when it's not funny. Like, I'll say something like,
it's because we're crazy.
Isn't even so funny. People... like, I don't even, that wasn't even funny, but okay. But, okay, cool. I'm like, can you just make me laugh and stop laughing at everything? Like, I'll be like, okay, so I went out the door. I'm like, that wasn't
It's because we, I think funny. The way we say things are like, we don't know. And it's like, people are like, the way you said, what did I say? I said some weird, I just pronounce things weird sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, people will think, I'm like, what? And they're like, you don't say, I say buttons weird.
Oh, buttons?
Buttons. That's what someone laughed at me. I was like, what?
Kind of sounds very prestigious, how you say buttons.
I mean, to me, that's just how I say it. And then they're saying buttons. It says buttons?
Buttons?
Buttons.
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 Yeah, buttons.
That's what I say.
But buttons. Buttons.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Anyways.
Anywho.
We digress.
What I look for in a guy. Yeah. Just sense of humor, initial attraction. Talent is very, I'm very attracted to someone who's talented. Especially someone who can sing or it's just something in the artistic realm. I think is just very attractive for us since we're so artistic. Mm-hmm. And I think just someone with drive and passion and somebody that motivates you and to be the better version of yourself. So,
Rachel, I love this answer. This is great.
Thank you. I know all of my crazy.
Rich, hot. I like him, like, to have, like, a big D and, like a Rolls Royce and like maybe like a couple mil would be nice. I'm in the Millionaire Matchmakers Club,
Turn offs.
Somebody that smells. That would, that's not good.
Guys who can't communicate.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yes.
Guys who can't communicate. It's really not that hard.
I'm like, just talk to me. Like, and then, yeah, I was with a guy one time and like, it is just his breath, like his morning breath really smelled. And I was like, see, I can't get past
we
this.
Can't.
Like, I can't because I want to roll over and like, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, I'm like, but I'm going to need you to step back a little bit.
Teeth are important.
Yes. So that, people that can't communicate, not driven, just like basically somebody who has like no life. That's just not attractive to me.
Yeah, especially when we're like such go-getters and then you like have a guy and he's like, wow, what did you do today?
Yeah.
Like, or someone, what did you do today?
Exactly. Yeah. Or someone who doesn't like listen.
Yeah.
Or someone who tries to change you.
Oh.
Yeah.
You did
like,
that?
I had a guy one time who was like, every time I would do something, he would just be like, he's like, well, why are you doing that? I'm like, well, that's because that's who I am. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Ew.
So just trying to change me.
Anyone who does that, get them out.
Yeah. Shoo. You don't need to change us. Okay?
Do not. No.
We're
no
perfect,
one needs
just
to
the way we are.
Exactly. Just the way you are. What is your go-to date spot? Let's say someone's listening to this and they're like, I want Rachel. Where are they where should they take you?
Well,
boyfriend.
I love to be taken to like a nice, first off, like happy hours. I love like day dates. Like if I was gonna do, I'd say two different. I like day dates where we just like go to like maybe a cute little happy hour and just kind of like
chat.
And then if it was more like nighttime, I love lounges and live music. So something like that or a comedy show.
Ooh.
I love the comedy show. But yeah, anything intimate like that with like a glass of wine and like just, you know, some nice conversations, some live music. And like I said, comedy show that breaks the ice, of course, always, you know, like the date's a little weird.
How about if I take you to a comedy show where you have to get up?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She's like, sign me up.
Come on.
There's a place called Marty's, and I did it once.
Oh, did you?
But I didn't know that that's what it was. I thought it was, like, just going to a comedy show. They're like, well, this person didn't show up, so new girl, come on up. And I'm like, everyone's clapping, and I'm like, what? I had nothing prepared.
Oh,
zero.
No.
Zero. And so I had to get up on stage, and I was like, hello. And I just literally, like, ran. I was roasting people based on how they tried to, like, I was like, all right, I'm a girl at a bar. Try to pick up on me.
Oh, my God.
So I went around the audience.
Oh.
And then the guys were saying the lamest things of my life. And so I just started roasting them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was my shtick.
I like that.
Came up with that. 2 seconds.
Yes, girl. You better use those improv skills.
Exactly. All right. What do the guys' parents usually say about you? Are they a fan of Rachel?
You know what? They are.
Or do they say...
No, because they don't usually see my crazy side.
Usually, she puts on her like, hi, I'm Betty Crocker.
Yeah, you know, I'm not all the way crazy all the time.
Yeah.
But the parents usually, when I first meet them, and I mean, I wouldn't say I've met a ton of parents,
mm-hmm.
but they usually always really like me because I'm funny
yeah.
and I'm outgoing and
yeah.
I feel like I have a great personality and I'm always really sweet and I have
yeah.
really good manners.
Yeah, you're
so
very sweet.
I'm not going to, like, be disrespectful to them.
Yeah.
I'm a very respectful person when it comes to, like, meeting
you have, like, a
parentals.
Social, like, you know what's
happening. I have, like, I have awareness, social awareness, and that's the one
hey,
thing I
know,
hate, too.
A lot of people don't, I'll tell you that.
When they don't get the hint and somebody doesn't have social awareness,
uh-huh.
it's probably one of the most annoying things. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just, I they are always really like me. I've never had parents at least say to my face that they don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
So, or never had anybody I've dated be like, my parents don't like you.
Get out.
Usually you get, they usually say they do like me.
Yeah.
So
yeah, do you honor girl code?
I do.
You really like? How about if it's
I'm
like an acquaintance?
Think.
Do you still honor it? Or like how far does it? How deep is it?
You know, it's pretty deep. I mean, if I really was like into somebody
uh-huh.
and like maybe one of my friends had dated them years back, I
yeah.
would have like maybe say something. But if it's like a super serious boyfriend,
yeah.
I would never touch.
Yeah.
But if it was like somebody maybe
yeah.
like in passing or like maybe
yeah.
they hooked up with once
yeah.
or I don't know.
Yeah.
I would maybe ask or maybe
yeah.
like
yeah.
maybe
that's
wouldn't
great.
Think they would care. But I'm
oh,
all about the girl code. We gotta
yes.
be respectful of each other.
Yes. Why do you think you're not in a relationship now?
So
it's like the next question on the list.
Jesus.
Sorry.
No. Why do I think I'm not in a relationship now?
Mm-hmm.
A, because I am not ready.
Mm-hmm.
B, because I
why
just...
Why don't you think you're ready?
Because I feel... I'm really hard on myself, and
mm-hmm.
I always feel like I need to have everything in place and everything in order.
You're never going to have everything in
and
order.
I'm not.
And nothing's ever going to always all be in place.
Yeah.
Something's always going to go crazy.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I've just moved here. I'm trying to get my bearings, too. So
yeah.
it's like
mm-hmm.
you just want to feel – I want to feel settled, and I feel
yeah.
like I haven't felt settled in the past couple years.
Yeah.
So it's – I just feel like I'm on my way right now to getting to that point of, like, feeling settled. So I think
yeah.
it's a mixture of – not feeling like I'm my best,
mm-hmm.
and then a mixture of just like me mm-hmm. hanging out with people for convenience and not really getting under the hood.
Not meeting the right person.
Yeah, not meeting
yeah.
the right person.
Well, also, to add to that, your life is sort of like you don't know where home is yet.
Yeah.
You know, now you're here at least and you can chill, but it's like you were in Vegas wanting to be in LA, so it's kind of like, I'm sure that always affected
yeah.
things as well.
Yeah. I mean, it did. I mean, I wanted to be in LA, and I mean, I loved my life in Vegas. I had a
mm-hmm.
great life in Vegas. But I feel like I was just trying to get more serious about my life and my career.
Mm-hmm.
So I
Good.
Felt like this was the right
move. You made some money moves. That's what you gotta do. Why have guys broken up with you recently?
Well, guys usually don't break up with me.
Like, I
usually
I
break
that.
Up with them, to be honest
yeah.
with you. I'm trying to think if I've, like, I would say, okay, so my first relationship I ever had, which was
uh-huh.
the love of my life, because uh-huh. I'm, and you're going to ask about love, but the
yeah.
one guy that I fell in love with when I was in high school, my first,
I feel
my
you.
Sweetheart,
I did that too.
He broke up with me in, like, the worst way possible.
What?
He was just like, he told me he loved me, and then, like, I was like, and then when we broke up, I was like, I thought you said you loved me. And he was like, he laughed at me and said that he never loved me. He was like, when did I ever tell you I loved you? And so it affected me. And like from that moment on,
Yikes.
I remember like saying to myself, I'm like, I am never going to let another guy break my heart again. And that's been kind of a disadvantage for me too in the dating scene, I feel like, because I have a guard up a little bit. Yeah. But I didn't let that down because that was high school.
You do.
And he actually did apologize and I did see him again. So
they always do. They always come back. If you're good to people, they will always come back. Yes. I've learned that. Oh, even the people you think never, they do.
Yeah.
If you're good to someone, they will, something happens in life and they realize it. What are you hoping to have in a, to find in a husband? You know, I feel like you kind of answered that, like your turn-ons.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
we did that. Have you ever been in love? What does it feel like? Yes, you have been. And what does that feel like to you?
Okay, so yeah, I've only been in love once.
Okay.
I'm truly in love.
Yeah.
I've loved a lot of the guys I've dated or I've been in relationships with, but yeah, been in love only one time. And it felt like I was on cloud nine. It felt like I had met my partner, the love of my life, my best friend, and it just felt amazing. And I was smiling and happy all the time because
I'm in love.
I'm like, oh my God, this is what it feels like. I'm in love.
Yeah.
And then it all came crashing down. So,
I know. Yeah. Well, it's also strong, you know, heartbreak is horrible.
Yes. Heartbreak is the worst.
Horrible.
So, yeah, it was, I was in love and it felt amazing. But
imagine how much you love the wrong person and imagine how much you're going to love the right person. It's going to be even crazier.
I know. I can't wait for that.
And they're not going to leave and they're going to be amazing. Where are you? is fighting good for a relationship?
To a certain extent, I feel like, you know, not like knock down, you know, drag outs, like where you're fighting about, you looked at that girl in the bar, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to be fighting about petty stuff like that, but like healthy fights, you know, like getting in like heated discussions about things you're passionate about. I think that's good in a relationship because it shows that you care and it just gives a little, you know, a little feistiness, a little bit of fun. So
I agree.
Definitely.
I think fighting is good to an extent.
To an extent. Don't be fighting all the time.
Like, if you're fighting all the time, get out. Like, you're not going to work. It's not good. You don't want to do that your whole life.
No.
But if you have, like, healthy little fights, like, I don't like this. Well, let's talk about it. You know, like, but just fights that you can.
Exactly.
It's more of a conversation versus yelling.
Or heated discussion.
You are so ugly and you're annoying.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oops. Don't do that. Don't ever spew out those kinds of things.
Yes.
It's never going to lead you to a good place.
Nope.
Have you ever had a crush while in a relationship and how did that change things for you?
I have had a crush while being in a relationship and it changed things to where I had to break up with the person because I didn't feel I could give them 100% anymore.
Yeah.
So,
well, I feel like the second your mind goes like that, it's like,
you're
out. You're mentally already gone.
I'm mentally checked out. And like we've said, you know, we're like always kind of like jumping. Everyone keeps our attention for long enough. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, here we are just jumping around. And like, so it's happened to me.
I think you can have a celebrity crush. I think those are okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
celebrity crush.
But if it's like
fine.
Ryan
Reynolds, fine.
Timothy Chalamet,
fine.
And fine.
And fine. Who else? Chris Pratt just got recently married.
Fine. I agree. Where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now? Miss Rachel?
Oh, God. Well, I hope doing something in the realm of the entertainment industry, whether it be acting, whether it be, you know, doing something like what you're doing, maybe, you know, hosting, maybe even doing something like in the news field, reporting or something like that, because it's where I feel like I'm meant to be in front of a camera and I'm meant to, like, public speaking and I mean, I would love to be like, you know, a great famous sitcom actress. I want to be that, but and hopefully married and hopefully in 5 years, maybe.
Kids?
Who knows? Kids? I want kids.
I want kids.
I do.
Yeah.
Might have to freeze my eggs though, because I don't know if I want kids. I don't know.
Or you can give them away. Make some money.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll pass them over to Rachel.
Yeah. I just want to like have a flourishing career with an amazing husband.
I love it.
And
I love that you're not closed off. You're not like, I must be on this or I'm not happy. Like you're like, you know what? I want to be in this field because I love it. And whatever that's going to bring, great.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's crazy. Even like in Vegas, like, just like all the stuff I've done, like, I don't know. I never expected my career to be where it is right now.
You should be proud.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I should be back.
Yeah. All right, and next up, we are going to go through what would Rachel do in these various dating situations. So get ready. So I know you guys want to keep hearing more from Miss Rachel Swindler, the drama queen, but you guys will have to wait till next week to hear the rest of the episode. But in the meantime, Rachel, drop your Instagram and Twitter so they can follow you and get to, you know, really, really stalk you during this week. And when they come back next week, can learn so much more about you.
Let the stalking begin. Instagram is at Rachel Swindler, and my Twitter account is at Rachie Swin.
And you got a YouTube?
YouTube is just my name. Actually, I think my account is R.E. Swindle. I need to make everything.
Yeah, you got to.
I got to hone that on in.
But mine's not standard. Yeah. Mine's at Heather A. Hopkins on Instagram and at The Heather Hop.
Yes.
I'm so annoying. The Heather Hop. I'm sorry.
It's the.
I made it like when I was like younger and deep and is what people were doing then.
Of course.
And now I look like that girl.
Yeah.
The Heather.
Yeah. My AIM handle is CFHS Cheer Bunny. So it's okay.
Mine was Pee Wee Hop.
Okay.
Because I decided in lunch line that I wanted to be the mix of pear and kiwi. We all picked two foods that we liked.
Yeah.
And then I became Pee Wee Hop. Yeah, oh, that's what happened.
Nice.
Don't add me on there.
Strawberry Hop.
Okay, guys. I'll see you next week. Have an amazing, amazing week.
If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.